Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This, I'm not on drugs, I'm not drunk,
is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is Friday, and if you are trying to have a wonderful dinner this evening, you should go to Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland.
They're open for dinner.
They are. Lunch and dinner. You can get a filet mignon, New York strip, a sirloin-like sip pad, Chilean sea bass, walleye, which Bill has had before.
He loved the walleye. Steakhouse dynasty.
He's a
Steakhouse dynasty.
A steak dynasty.
Steak dynasty is going on with Philman. And tonight will be a busy, busy night there, because I think it's kind of one of those times, too. It's kind of a breakout time with the weather. We've had about 6 days of my dream weather, and now it's turning.
It's about to get a little warm.
It's all turning. It's going to go like
summer is here.
Summer is going to go full on, and I think people are ready to get out. They've been kind of sequestered a little bit inside.
Not
rain,
you, though.
Not, no. Boy, last night was beautiful, too.
It was.
It was a beautiful night. Cool.
Oh, my God. Crisp. It was a top 10 day.
It
was top 10 day. Not much wind. Mm-mm. It was really nice.
Yeah.
And guess what? Phil will have the place full tonight.
Oh.
But he'll still talk to everybody.
He will talk to everyone there. He works the room. He might play the piano. He can. He's in a band. He's in a band. A 14-piece band.
He can play the piano.
Yes. He's in a 14-piece band. Hey, any point in time, a band could break out.
Hey, that
no cover charge.
I always thought you were exaggerating on his role at Gallup, and then Hanson Jim dropped that title yesterday. Yeah. Director of Information, I think.
That's pretty significant for
Phil.
Rule.
Yeah,
so he basically did invent Gallup.
He did invent Gallup.
It's kind of important.
Yeah. We've kind of been on that here on top. We've been very on top of that with what's going on.
He shows a remarkable humility for someone as accomplished as himself.
Yes.
He plays in a band at the corner of streets in Lincoln.
That's true.
And also started Gallup and then has
the number one steak dynasty in the history
of steakhouses.
Yes.
In Ashland.
That seems like a lot.
Yes.
For someone as humble as him.
Yeah, won't say a word about it.
No.
Thank you, Phil.
Check him out, Highway 6 in Ashland, between Lincoln and Omaha. Wonderful place for lunch or dinner. And this weekend, also stop into Ruhlman's. Not just tonight. Go tomorrow, Sunday as well.
And then we have an event on June 25th.
But you can't go unless you already
sold out.
Bought tickets.
But you can't go.
If you're trying to buy tickets, it's sold out. For those who have bought tickets, we look forward to seeing you there on June 25th.
But you can't go.
You can't go.
If you want to go and you haven't bought tickets,
there's a slight gap in these setup systems, so the numbers are a little bit higher.
Yes.
I think Phil said we're about 90. About 90.
Cutting it
you can't go.
Don't try to
You'll
go.
Love it. It's a great event. You can't go.
If you have tickets, we'll see you there. If you don't, try in July and August.
Please be a little Ruhlman's more sensitive.
I'm trying. Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Yesterday, saw this from NCAA President Charlie Baker, who apparently still is in his role despite having less and less power every single day.
What is going on?
He was at the Big 12 spring meetings in Orlando, but he's talked there more about basketball than football.
It's the only thing they have to talk about.
Apparently, Charlie Baker apparently says that the goal for as soon as this upcoming season, possibly, is 72 to 76 teams in the NCAA tournament. They want to expand. They want to expand badly. He said Bill Self is in favor of this. He said he spoke to Bill Self, and Bill Self is apparently in favor of 72 to 76 teams. we have said forever about the tournament, don't touch it. Don't think about touching it. The moment you try to touch it, you ruin it.
I doubt that Bill Self's getting on a conference call with the rest of the coaches and saying, we got to get this through.
Hey, this is,
I agree with that. But,
I'll read the paragraph.
But he name-dropped Bill Self, though.
He did. This is what it says on three. Thank you. Expanding the current 68-team tournament has been an important topic of discussions at the meetings in Orlando. Kansas coach Bill Self revealed on Wednesday that he and his fellow conference peers are in favor of expanding March Madness. What am I missing?
What's that? Why? Bill, why? Bill Self, why?
Bill Bush, why?
And Bill Bush, why?
I think it's a classic example of, should we make it smaller or keep it the same or bigger? What do you think, Coach Self? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, and I don't care. He doesn't care. That's his last concern.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And so they probably say, yeah, I'll say I agree to it, but I really don't care. It's not a hill they're going to try to die on. If we don't get this thing to 72, mm-hmm. this thing's going to die.
No.
They had 4-1 seeds in the final.
It's doing just fine.
So what we need is more teams, and when 4-1 seeds make it all the way to the to the Final Four, so we need to get the 72nd ranked team in there as soon as possible.
I'm astounded by the entire discussion.
You should be.
It's
sickening.
It'd be different if they would just say, listen, we really, really, really want to make some more money.
Yeah.
And we can get about 4 more games, and they're going to be on TV, and someone's going to watch them, and someone will pay to watch them. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. Okay. Then it's like, okay, whatever. Sounds cool. But don't try to cover it up with some other reasoning.
Right.
Because there's no other reasoning than money. That's the only reason. It's not
can I say the word inclusion? Mm.
No,
not
as there's already enough inclusion.
There's 68.
As is. There's plenty 68. Inclusion for the tournament
they're
right
at 68.
Now.
68. I mean,
we don't have an inclusion problem in the NCAA tournament.
There's never a time like I love that conversation too, and someone freaks out because they're not in the tournament. And I'm like, you know what you should have done? Yeah, be better. Try that. You know, be better. Don't be on the bubble. Don't have a below 500.
If you remember, this year the conversation was it was one of the worst bubbles ever. Every team that was trying to get in kept losing. You want to expand that so that team gets rewarded now? It was a horrible bubble this year.
There's just
a
leadership void in college athletics that is almost astounding to me at this point.
They're kind of swinging this one in because no one really – right now – I listen to so many in-depth, incredible conversation with what's going on with portal / new playoffs, all the stuff with Sankey and Petiti. It's incredible to listen to.
I know.
Then you get to this part. It's like no one's even paying attention.
No,
to this.
But they should.
But they're trying. They're trying to.
They'll sneak it by.
Trying to sneak it by.
Hey, we're still over here. Hey, NCAA. Look
right
at
here.
Us.
Over here. Where's your booth? They have a booth.
We're talking basketball here.
And wait, what are you saying? When did you do this thing to 76? When did that happen? Well, it happened in May.
Remember
you
that?
You
guys were talking every day about this other stuff going on.
We snuck
and they're
right
moving
by
to
you.
What, 76?
They'd like to do 72 to 76.
First of all, why wouldn't a coach do it? Because here's the deal. Eventually, it does open up some options. And generally, you have in your contract some form of retention or something if you make the NCAA tournament. So 100. You wouldn't fight it.
No, if I'm Fred Hoiberg's going to fight this?
No, he's not going to fight this. They'd be like, no, if we're the 76th team, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Because we're in the tournament, and that's all that's said is in the tournament. But everyone would agree that we don't need 76, 72, whatever.
Stop the nonsense.
68 is pushing it, right? 68's not.
It should be 64.
Just keep it. All right. Thank you. What's happening? What's happening?
So,
in this
so then
world?
The question I would have is: are these all additional play-in games? Is it still the 64?
What kind of bracket is it?
What is the bracket? How does the bracket change?
Yeah.
Do we have more games in Dayton? Is that what's happening with this?
I don't know. I don't know. They don't get. They're messing with the playoffs on in football and basketball way too much. That's we'll get to that later, but.
And then also
somebody needs to step in, but there's no.
So now you're gonna have all these games happening. First of all, that's the one thing. Then the field of 68, it's not playing. They're in the tournament, Jake. So you know, when you're in the 68, you're in the tournament.
The tournament starts Thursday.
It won't now. There's gonna be like eight teams playing now.
Yeah.
So
then they're in the tournament.
See, this is why this bothers me. It gets even worse now. The discussion about. If you're in, if a win counts in the tournament.
I can't even imagine what the bubble conversation is right now. Oh. Well, East Tennessee State, UTEP, they're right there.
They're right there in the cusp.
The Big Ten will get like 15 teams.
More like 17 teams.
Yeah, it'd be great.
The whole conference is getting in.
Hey, listen, basically, I can imagine Petiti getting them all together. Guys, if you guys can get to 6 wins in the conference.
You're in.
Just get to 6 wins.
6-14.
You might be a 12 seed.
I guarantee you'll be on the bubble.
Yeah. No matter what, you're
Nebraska
on.
Nebraska will be on the bubble. No matter what the field is, Nebraska will be on the bubble.
That much
they can go to 120. We're on the bubble. We'll be breaking it down.
How many years, Steve?
Oh, 53 years.
53 years.
That's why he's
be patient, Sip.
That's why he's aging gracefully, which is next in Song of the Day, next in Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.